Aboard the Little Liberty. Late afternoon, we are sitting on deck, huddled together for warmth near the mainmast. Tarps cover bundles of supplies for various villages, and there are barrels of salted fish roped together. Mr. Campbell's mule and wagon are in the stern. We have just eaten our supper, some small apples and beef pies that Mrs. Darling packed for us this morning. The sky is white with falling snow, thus the splotches on this page. Mama has spread her cloak like wings over Johnny and Sally to keep them dry. Her face is pale. If I could see my face, I would say it is fretting, and that my whole self is shivery. The wind is cold. Chunks of ice are in the water as we glide past the frozen banks. I do believe winter is the most dreadful time to travel. We have come to a narrow stretch of river where there are soldiers on shore. When I saw their bayonets, I thought they were our Continentals. But now I realize their coats are crimson, and they are cursing at us.
"Rebels! Traitors!" they keep yelling. "Drop your anchor! By order of His Majesty, King George of England, halt!"
Then shots rang out. We could hear the thump, thump, thump of musket balls hitting the hull. Splinters flew in the air. A murmur passed among those of us crouched on deck trying to hide. Sally stood up to look over the side, but I pulled her down. This scared her, and she flung herself on Mama.
"What will happen if the ship stops?" Sally cried.
Mr. Campbell did not give Mama or me a chance to make up a pretty answer. He said,
"Those redcoats will hang us, or they will shoot us."
Mother gave him a worried look.
"I thought the Delaware was safe," she said.
"Nothing is safe, Mrs. Stewart. The redcoats are everywhere. Their generals are moving troops through our colonies as if playing on a giant chessboard."
Mr. Campbell pointed over the bow toward the trees.
"British patrols from New York have been watching this ship, of that I am certain. And they shall track us all the way to Middlebrook, just to harass us."
Sally buried her head in Mama's cloak. I must put away this pen. My hand trembles so.